It's clear we have an energy problem. How do we cook, heat, and cool our buildings without it costing a ton of money and creating problems with our environment? The answer? Demand reduction. We can be more efficient with our energy usage. Our buildings leak like sieves. Joan and I saved 25% when we sealed our home around the windows and doors. I've seen 70% savings elsewhere with the installation of a ground source heat pump. Imagine going from a $300 a month energy bill down to $90. You could save money on a solar installation if you reduce the electricity needed. You can do that with demand reduction. We have the money. Sealing our home and saving 25% didn't cost us anything, thanks to a local insulation company and the program they use. There's special financing for businesses and homeowners that has the savings pay for the changes with a net profit. It's important that you advocate yourself. Illinois legislation proposes ending the moratorium on building new nuclear plants. That's crazy. The cost of a new nuclear plant can reach $40 billion or more when we include dealing with the nuclear waste, etc. We're better off using that money for demand reduction, making our buildings more energy efficient. It would be a great boost to the economy by increasing the spendable income of families, creating more jobs in energy sectors, and saving businesses more money. Learn about the clean energy economy on April 22nd at the Earth Day Energy Expo. It's from 4 to 8 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Rockford. You can even enjoy some tacos while learning how to save your money. I'm Bob Babcock, and that's my perspective.